Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call of KNR Constructions Limited. Please note that this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. K. Venkatram Rao, General Manager, Finance and Accounts, KNR Constructions Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us today on the call to discuss the financial results for Q4 FY25. Along with me, I have Shri K. Jalandhar Reddy, Executive Director and Strategic Growth Advisor, our Investor Relations Advisor. We have uploaded results and the investor presentation on the stock exchanges as well as on our company website. I hope everyone got an opportunity to go through it. We would like to touch upon a few key company updates and industry events, post which we will have a question-and-answer session. The road infrastructure sector witnessed a slowdown in the previous financial year, but the last quarter showed promising signs of the recovery with improved project awarding and execution activity. The positive momentum has been supported by key policy reforms from the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways, the enforcement of the fixed timeline for land acquisition and statutory clearance, including forest and wildlife approval, which is a much-needed step to expedite project execution and minimize delay. Additionally, the revised policy to impose additional performance security on aggressive projects encourages more responsible and financially sound bidding practices. These measures are designed to streamline execution, reduce cost overrun, and ensure timely delivery, which also addresses long-standing bottlenecks in the project approval process. One of the most ambitious initiatives by MoRTH is the plan to upgrade 25,000 to 30,000 kilometers of the two-lane highway into the four-lane corridor with an investment outlay of ₹8 to 10 lakh crore. The large-scale transformation will significantly boost highway capacity, road safety, and regional connectivity. These are expected to bring greater transparency, enhance quality assurance, and reduce execution delay. FY26 is poised to maintain robust momentum, with MoRTH targeting the construction of over 10,000 kilometers of the highways, prioritizing the modernization of existing infrastructure and improved connectivity across the Northeast region. Furthermore, the planned rollout of 5,800-kilometer high-speed corridor network is expected to significantly enhance national connectivity and drive economic growth. Finally, the convergence of the policy reforms and greater capital investment painted a highly promising picture for the sector. Now, coming to the key updates of the company, the percentage of physical progress as of March 31, 2025 for the HAM project is as follows. Ramanattukara to Valanchery, approximately 95%. Valanchery to Kappirikkad, approximately 93%. Chittoor to Thatchur, approximately 91%. Magadi to Somwarpet, approximately 89%. And Moripadu to Somwarpadu, approximately 37%. As of March 31, 2025, the company has already invested Rs. 651 crores out of Rs. 990 crores revised equity requirement for all the 8 HAM projects. The additional equity requirement of Rs. 339 crores to be infused at 210 crores in FY26 and around 130 crores in FY27. You can refer to the slide number 26 of the investor presentation for detail on each HAM project. As per the share purchase agreement in October 24, KNR Share Holding and Investment Private Limited, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of the company, has successfully completed the transfer of entire shareholding to in KNR Muzaffarpur Holding for consideration of 1 lakh. And further, the company KNR Construction Limited had transferred its entire shareholding of 0.65% in KNR Muzaffarpur Government Toll for a consideration of 45.90 lakh. Moving ahead, in April, company secured appointed date for both project Mysuru to Kushalnagar package 4 and 5. In May, company received the provisional completion certificate for Chittoor-Thatchur package 3, making its completion 40 days ahead of the schedule. The early delivery has made the company eligible for bonus of rupees 3.26 crore. On May 21st, 2025, KNR Constructions Limited, along with its wholly owned subsidiary KNR Ramanathapuram Private Limited, has received a so-called notice from the NHAI for a partial damage of its under-construction vehicle, BUP, in Kerala. This was caused due to some indeterminate subsoil condition and high water table. One of the approach ramps with RE valves of the BUP has yielded and caused excessive settlement. As a result, the service road is slightly distorted, and all efforts are exercised to reinstate the service road facilities on either side of the main carriageway. Further, we are still evaluating the financial impact of the event. Now, coming to the order book position, as of March 31st, 2025, the company's total order book stood at 5,052 crores. This is divided as HAM 37%, irrigation 28%, pipeline project 21%, and other road project of 13%. The current order book will execute over a period of around 1.5 to 2 years. With the government emphasis on the infrastructure development, we anticipate new order awards in the coming quarters, and we aim for order inflow of approximately at least 8,000-10,000 crores by the end of 2026. Now, let me make through the Q4 and FY25 standalone financial performance first, followed by the consolidated financial highlights. I will start with quarterly highlights first. The revenue for the quarter stood at 851 crores. EBITDA for Q4 FY25 stood at rupees 118 crores as compared to 240 crores in Q4 FY24. EBITDA margin in Q4 FY25 is at 13.8%. Net profit for the quarter was rupees 25 crores as against 198 crores in Q4 FY24. Now, coming to FY25 highlights. Revenue for FY25 stood at 3,359 crores. EBITDA for FY25 stood at 625 crores as compared to 701 crores in FY24. EBITDA margin in FY25 stood at 18.6%. Net profit for FY25 grown by 47% year on year to 726 crores as compared to 494 crores in FY24. Now, coming to consolidated financial performance, I will start with the quarterly highlights. The company recorded a total revenue of 925 crores as compared to 1,414 crores. EBITDA came in rupees 221 crores in Q4 FY25 to rupees 375 crores in Q4 FY24. EBITDA margin in the current quarter stood at 22.7%. The profit after tax stood at 8 crores in Q4 FY25 due to consolidation adjustment on account of sale of Shetland subsidiary company. Moving on, FY25 highlights. The revenue for FY25 grew by 7% year-on-year to rupees 4,753 crores. EBITDA for FY25 was rupees 1,625 crores as compared to 1,048 crores in FY24, registering 55% growth. EBITDA margin for FY25 stood at 34.2%. Net profit grew by 33% year-on-year to rupees 1,002 crores. Now, we moving to standalone balance sheet. The company continues to maintain a strong balance sheet. The working capital date stood at 93 days compared to 89 days as of March 24. The consolidated debt as of March 31st, 2025 is rupees 1,865 crores as compared to 1,258 crores as of March 31st, 2024. The net debt to the equity on consolidated basis as of March 31st, 2024 stand at 0.41 times as compared to 0.34 times as of March 24. With this, we can open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Couple of questions, but entirely the questions is pertaining to the order inflow and the revenue front. So I will try to break it as simple as possible. First, sir, in terms of unbilled revenue as on March is how much, sir?
As March is 900 and... It is 968 crore.
Yeah. So now if we remove this 968 from our order book, 5052 odd crore, so roughly 4085 odd crore order book comes. So first, out of this, how much we can execute in FY26? But then we'll come back.
Sir, that's why it will out of our what you said is correct. Out of 5,000, almost 4,000 change order book is there. So definitely, we can expect in this year between 2,500 to 3,000. It's existing order book. If we are receiving good projects in the maybe by end of third quarter or fourth quarter, if we receive right now, the execution may start end of the third and fourth quarter. Then we can look into. Otherwise. Definitely, as already told our previous slide also, okay, this 26 also will be the based on the one we are receiving that based on that only we can really predict. But based on existing order book, we can go up to 2,500 to 3,000 crore.
Yeah. Okay, so now coming to in terms of the order inflow and the bid pipeline. So if you can help us that what we are looking at 8,000 to 10,000 odd crore. So previously also we have mentioned in terms of MSRDC project where Patel Infra we are looking at our subcontracting there. So if you can specify from NHAI, from state level, from this MSRDC, what kind of projects are we looking at and when can we expect to receive this 8,000 to 10,000 odd crore and likely in terms of the execution from this new order inflow, how much one can look at in the FY26?
Good morning. Actually, so that MSRDC one we speak about is that actually that cabinet approval is due for that. I think it is been recommended by from. All the other parties, and finally it is due for that. I think within a month we should get the cabinet approval. After that, I think within a month, I think couple of months we shall get that LOA for that. That's what we are expecting, sir. So soon after we get the that work may come into revenue after 2.5 months from that issuance of that LOA because it's an EPC mode project. It can be started as soon as possible.
And here the value would be a 2,500 odd crore MSRDC.
Sir, actually 2,400. Maybe some JV margins and all we should take out and consider at 2,200 kind of thing levels.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
And apart from that, sir, we are also pursuing severely in mining and mining areas and all of that, sir. We have placed a bid in NTPC, we have placed that now we are planning in Singareni, we are planning in Western coal bids, all we have placed certain bids also there. So the results are due, and we shall get back to the details whenever we get on it. And you know, the state government tenders also we are focusing. in couple of months, certain tenders are likely to float down. I think in the 2-3 months down the line, we shall have the considerable bids we are having in the hand, actually.
Okay. So, sir, if you can specify the value in terms of this mining, state level and NHAI, the total value that we are looking to bid in next couple of months, and maybe even previously we were looking at water also. So if you can, MP, Rajasthan, we were looking at.
Overall, total, we are looking at almost 30-40,000 crore to NHAI bids, and state highways also were around 12-15,000 crore likely to come up in coming 2-3 months. And apart from that, mining, 2,000 crore, 5,000 crore in a tenor of, say, 4 years, 3 years, 2 years, 5 years also there. That tenors are different in that.
Okay, got it. And lastly, sir, in terms of the margin, EBITDA margin, so this quarter, obviously, it has come down slightly. So normally we used to target close to 15%-16% kind of a number. So now how one can look at the EBITDA margin?
Concerned, I think actually around 13-14% possible, sir. Maybe a little bit of plus or minus 1-2% we are expecting, because that overheads will be higher and that turnover is a little lesser. So that may count a little bit problematic to us. That's why we are a little bit downgrading the expectations also.
Because of these are the disturbances coming back.
Is it fine, sir, now?
How is it better?
Yeah, sir, lastly, the irrigation, when can we have we received any money? When can we expect the money? Because this 1,200-1,300 crore is pending. So how are we confident that we will be getting this money?
Irrigation, sir. Irrigation, we have even spoken to Minister last week, sir. They said couple of months we shall solve this. That's what they are saying. Hope, we are hoping for that in this, sir. We've been severely pursuing, and the both case also we would like to move, but the department said wait for one more month and then move it like that, as it is likely to get it settled down in 1.5 months' time. So we just we have given it to the lawyer, and they are ready to file it also. It's on the edge. The day we say yes, it will go on.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, of our irrigation order backlog, what would be the unbilled portion?
The unbilled will be around almost 500 crores, actually.
So the last time also it was around 500 crores. So it is similar number?
Similar number, actually, because this quarter certification has happened in package 3 and some certificate in package 4. So number is the same.
Okay, so basically out of 1,400 crores of order book of irrigation, we can expect an incremental revenue of 920 crores.
Around
900 crores.
Around 900,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So secondly, what would be our revenue guidance for FY26? So we mentioned that from current backlog, we can do 2,500-3,000 crores. So what more can we do from maybe if we get this MSRDC order started and some few more orders as well?
The MSRDC could start in coming 3 to 4 months time. Actually, it's 2 months will take for LOI only. After that, 2 months for our mobilization and then start on it. So it may take 4 months from now the revenues will start, because of most of it is on the earthwork side. So expecting maybe structures also will be going on parallelly. So I think around 400 to 500, 300 to 400 we can book on this year, which year.
End of
because it will come in the last quarter kind of side. So maybe now I think 1 quarter is almost over this year.
So entirely, what would be our guidance on an overall basis for FY26 in terms of revenue? Can it be flattish or some growth, or we may see some decline?
Sir, guidance is definitely right now we cannot predict. What we told us, existing order book definitely we can do between 2.5 to 3. And based on when we are expecting this project, suppose new orders based on this MSRDC or other projects. So based on only that we can tell. So that's why once we receive the LOI of that project, after that we can really give the correct guidelines to you.
Okay. So secondly, on the water pipeline order, so how do you see the execution moving in FY26? Can we do somewhere around 35-40% in that project?
Yeah, we can expect
water pipeline order.
Yeah. Around 300 to 400 crores definitely we can target.
Okay. And so lastly, I wanted some order backlog numbers for a couple of projects. So what would be the backlog for Valanchery to Kaprikad?
It is 108 crores.
And for Ramana to Pura to Valanchery?
It is 98.
And for Chittur Thakur?
Chittur Thakur is 122.
And lastly, for just a moment. We have not done nothing in the new irrigation project, right? It is yet to start. The two new ones we want.
So two new ones we have appointed it only last month. And that one is Ongol to this Ramkirtan project. There is 385 crores
left. First, sir, that we have given in the presentation. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would be the run rate for these two newly won projects, irrigation ones? And have you bid for any other projects you are expecting on the irrigation side in FY26?
Irrigation, we are bidding, actually there are some bids from Telangana, very few bids are there, but Andhra Pradesh there are few bids coming up. Some AP Genco projects are also coming up, and then Bihar there are projects in irrigation, and Madhya Pradesh also there are projects in irrigation. So we are pursuing all these very closely. Rajasthan ham irrigation is also there. Where I think working here.
And sir, on the Amravati development, so over there, are you seeing any opportunity? Have you bid for any projects?
Actually, sir, that I think upcoming bids we are now placing. We have placed, but we didn't get it. But upcoming we are now placing. I think there is a likely bunch of big bunch is likely to come up now.
Okay, and so lastly, on the show cost notice you received, so are we all, both subsidiary and the parent company, both are banned from bidding, right, for a month?
No, sir. Actually, that order would be very clear that it is concessionary is barred from bidding from NHAI.
So we as a parent company can bid for the projects?
Sir?
We as a parent company can bid for the NHAI projects now?
That's what our interpretation, and we are even telling the department like that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. We'll call back in the
queue. They not mentioned about parent company at all. There, in the show cause notice, they asked why we should not take action against you like that.
Okay. Okay, got it. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one. I repeat, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Nitin Dharmavat from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah, correct. Okay, sir.
Yes, sir. So, sir, last quarter, our order book was 3,800 odd crores. And this quarter, the order book has gone to 5,000 crores. So it's an addition of around 1,100 crores. Can you please elaborate what projects got added over here and what is the visibility for this project?
Actually, because what has happened, this two projects actually, we got the appointed date actually, that package 4 and package 5. That is, it is almost 1,200 crores project actually. And we got around 400 crores of the irrigation project. So that has also added in order book. So with this and in some of the projects we got actually COS. So all put together around 2,000 crores has been added actually in this year. So that's why it has come to last year 3,800, now it comes to 5,200 crores.
Got it. And any more appointment dates which are pending now?
No. We got all appointed dates for our existing projects.
Got it, sir. If I have any additional question, I'll come back. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor and Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. And thank you for the opportunity. Sir, when you have mentioned about the top line in the vicinity of 2,500 to 3,000, we are talking on a standalone basis or on the consolidated part?
That is on standalone basis.
Okay. So what should be the likely number on a consolidated basis?
Control basis, maybe because now maybe you can say 400, 500 extra will come there.
Okay. So at the best case scenario, yes, sir, please.
Hello?
Yes, sir. But carry on, sir.
Yeah. So at best case scenario, we will fall flat in the top line part as on last year's number that when we compare it with the last year numbers. So it was 33.59. Last year, we are really closer to that at best, depending upon how the intake pipeline looks like going there. That should be the understanding.
Sir, that's why we told that based on our existing order book, we can execute to that extent between 2,500 to 3,000. But based on when we are expecting these projects will come actually and they will start contributing from end of Q3 or Q4. So then we can target a little bit more. But that visibility we can get when we receive the LOA. So far we have not received the LOA, that's why we could not able to really predict. If there was some delay and it's still over the next year, then definitely this year we cannot receive. We will end with 2,500 to 3,000.
Okay. So secondly, on the irrigation part, I think so the Ken Betwa project DPR is also there and some order has pending has happened. So have we participated in this out of the order book? Do we have any portion for execution for the Ken Betwa project also?
Sir, we have not, but definitely we want to participate. So far we have not looked, that interlinking of projects are coming, that is coming in southern part also. So we are definitely really looking forward to participate in the project which is backed by central government like that, like interlinking project. So we are looking actually that project.
Okay. And
secondly,
sorry to interrupt you, sir, but we request you to rejoin the queue for follow-up questions.
Just to conclude, ma'am, if you allow.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Please, sir.
Sir, only point was that in the pipeline project, do we have exposure through the Jal Jeevan scheme wherein our receivables or the execution pace has slowed down, if you could comment? And also, last point was on the dividend payout ratio, sir. being an investor, would like to understand how do we conclude with a dividend payout of 0.25 per share on a consistent basis for the last 4 years? These are the two my concluding questions. I'll join back.
Sir, in respect of this, our pipeline project, definitely, this is backed by actually Amrit scheme of the central government, and here central government will fund 25% and 25% with the state government. We are not seeing there any delay as to what we have put the bill and we have received the money also. There is no, per se, as of now, we are seeing any funding constraint. As far as dividend payout is there, definitely, because this is our, what is our practice is that actually whatever the accumulated results are there, definitely we want to intact our cash for our future expansion. Like that, we are getting some mining projects, and we are also looking for some BOT toll assets also, if we can participate. Definitely, whatever the money actually we want to keep in the system actually, to put, to enhance our capability and go and do the diversification in the other sectors. That's why we maintain the same dividend ratio as of now. Future, definitely, based on company performance and future cash flow, we definitely look to consider that, your point, sir.
Thank you, sir. I'll join the queue for my follow-up.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Jainam Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, the first question is, why did we have such lower margin in this quarter compared to previous quarter, and what kind of margins are we looking going forward?
The reduction we did, I had explained, because we basically now whatever our. There is some disturbance.
Hello, am I audible right now?
Mr. Jainam, there is a disturbance, background disturbance from your line.
Background.
We request you.
Hello.
To mute, if possible, after your question.
Hello, am I audible right now?
Yes.
Sir, I hope you got my question.
Yes.
Or should I repeat?
No, we understand. There is some background disturbance was there that we are telling. If you kindly mute your line, then we can explain better. Hello. Yeah, it is okay.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
In respect of this reduction in that our EBITDA, that already we explained that the reason is being that now what are our existing order book is there. Almost all project, except the new one, all project is almost stagnant. Almost we have completed around 90%-95% of that project. If we are executing actually in that project, because project will be in a last phase, then we could not able to generate that much of revenue. Accordingly, expenditure will be little higher. That's why, because due to this stagnant of the project, we could not able to get the, what are the EBITDA we are adjusting. Definitely, as always, we are telling it between 13%-14%, what is our guideline. Definitely, we are there, and we will achieve that. As far as future margin is concerned, so existing order book will give the same between 13%-14%, and when we are adding the new projects, actually, like in MSRDC or mining or other sectors. Definitely, and if we are getting some good irrigation project, because irrigation projects have very better margin, so definitely in that case, it will be improved actually in the future.
Okay, sir. Sir, my for second question is, what is the kind of bid pipeline which we are seeing for FY 2026, and what sort of total order inflow which we are looking to add in our order book?
This year we are targeting somewhere, sir, between 8,000 crore-10,000 crore we are targeting to add in our order book actually. As the pipeline is already, sir, has explained actually, for NHAI project, 30,000 crore-40,000 crore NHAI projects are there that we want to bid actually. State government projects also, they are between 10,000 crore-15,000 crore are there. There is plenty of orders are there, definitely, but we have to bid and we have to get it, because due to this aggressiveness, we are really seeing that how we can get these orders.
Okay, sir. And sir, given the fact that we have
Sorry.
Hello.
Sorry to interrupt you, but we request you to rejoin the queue for follow-up questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Modi from Anand Rathi Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for giving the opportunity. So first thing I wanted to know, the breakup of the, you know, revenue contribution, you know. So how much is the road hybrid, you know, irrigation, EPC, you know? So can you just help me with the percentage for the Q4?
Sir, Q4, actually that HAM is around 46%, sir.
Okay.
Irrigation, 19%.
Okay.
Road EPC, 30%.
Thirty.
And our back, 33.0. And back-to-back is around 4%.
Yeah. So second thing, yeah, sir, you know, since, you know, there has been, you know, like a negotiation and the dual finalization going, right, for the monetization of, you know, the, you know, upcoming assets. So now I think, you know, the management must be clear with the, you know, the tentative consideration that will be received and the timeline. So can you just help us with, you know, what is the consideration that we are looking for?
Sir, that's on the consideration aspect. We are just that this final discussion is going on. So right now, this venture we cannot help. So definitely, it is under very advanced stage actually, and almost all discussion is happened, and final 1-2 sittings is only required actually to do the final negotiation. So we expect that by maybe by mid of July actually, we should able to conclude that transaction and sign the SPA.
Okay. And sir, third thing, you know, as you know, mentioned, you know, now we are looking for the diversification of the order book. So, are you looking for, you know, any like a partnership, you know, or something like that, you know, for projects like example, railways, you know, or airports, you know, or river interlinking projects, you know? So there are many opportunities coming there. And even in case of, suppose if our focus is on road projects, so are we like, you know, looking for some complex projects, you know, where there's a tunneling or elevated structures are involved. So can you just help, you know, how the management is now looking to, you know, ramp up or, you know, diversify the order book?
Yes, sir. We are pursuing all the opportunities, sir. Actually, we have started JV with NCC for some set of projects.
Okay.
And there are some mining projects we have started with SUSHI and Harsha. Wherever we are not qualifying, sir, we have tunneling. Patel Engineering is ready with us to go with the for the joint ventures. So we are wherever the new sectors that we would like to be, we are opening floor for all that because you know, now that road sector is bit heated up. So we would like to go other sectors and recoup our order book and then once the road sector comes becomes okay, then we would probably even go in the roads also, kind of that, which we are planning. So for which we are tunneling, we are open in the metros, we are open in the flyovers projects in various cities. We are open in irrigation projects, we are open in powerhouse projects. All that we are pursuing, sir. Then, you know, recently, mining also, we are severely pursuing the tenders. So hopefully, I think, sir, down the line, 2-3 months down the line, we shall have enough orders in the hand. That's what we are expecting.
From my end, so it's pleasing to hear, you know, that, you know, we
Sorry, sorry to interrupt you, sir, but we request you to rejoin the queue for follow-up questions. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mudit Bhandari from IIFL Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you. If you look at standalone balance sheets or receivables as well as other current assets or other financial assets have significantly expanded. So is there has been any reclassification or any reason why other current assets, other financial assets have expanded?
So basically, other finances, as the unbilled revenue was there. In last year, it was around 400. This last year it was around 497 crore, and this year it becomes to 6968 crore. So basically, this is the reason that's why this our this other financial assets has gone up.
And this is majorly of irrigation.
Yeah, basically due to irrigation. And trade receivables have actually gone down actually from 1364 to now it is 1244 crores.
Okay, got it. And secondly, in terms of the projects which you are highlighting from NTPC, either Singareni or Western Goldfields or either the mining area, so whether we are looking in a sort, whether we will be doing only EPC work, right, or any other arrangement basis?
These are the EPC work, MDO, like mining development operation. So these are
EPC, kind of operation projects and MDOs, both we are pursuing, sir, because wherever the margins are important, so we will focus to have margins only.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, it is requested to restrict your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, just circling back again on the Kerala project issue. So how long do you think this ban can extend? Because, you know, there are a few media articles which say that, you know, the ban is for 1 year. And even on our intimation to the stock exchanges, we've mentioned that it is 1 month or the conclusion of investigation, whichever is later. So, you know, what is the exact extent we expect this ban to be? And do you think this can extend to the parent company as well?
Actually, sir, that the notice clearly says that 15 days notice is given for us to show cause, telling which why we should not debar you for 1 year, and then some of small penalties, 0.5% of the value. Okay. Then these actually we have given the confident, we are very confident that we have not any mistake there. It's a complete waterlogged area where because of the waterloggedness in the somewhere in between the beneath the foundations, that particular area has been submerged. It has been settled. So there, because of that, under construction only, it is not operated, or we have not given that road for any operation also. Because, see, everybody says that if the safety, in the so-called notice, they have used the word, "You have compromised the safety of the public." We said it is not operated, it is not even open for the traffic actually. That's what we have said. And we have confidently replied with our designs, whatever the designs which we were envisaged before DPR or before execution. I think all the approvals, whatever we have taken from the concerned authorities and concerned IE, independent engineer, all that we have kept forward. So with all that, I think this issue should be settled with NHAI so that we will not have any further course of this thing. But however, we can even have an option to go legally to protect ourselves from all this.
Okay, sure. So that was helpful. And so second question, just a few bookkeeping questions. Our CapEx numbers, execution that we've done in FY25 in the pipeline and the irrigation projects, and outstanding receivables from the Telangana government.
Pardon, sir?
So the CapEx numbers, execution that we did in FY25 and pipeline and the irrigation project, and our outstanding from the Telangana government, just this bookkeeping number.
The CapEx we have done for the year is 22 crores. And the execution for the irrigation is, for the quarter, it is 152 crores. It is 19%.
Okay. And sir, in the pipeline projects and the Telangana outstanding?
Pipeline projects, pipeline projects, we have done 30 crores of turnover. And one more, what you asked?
Outstanding from the Telangana government.
Including unbilled revenue, it is 200 crores.
Okay. Sure, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dheeraj from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, yes. You are audible.
Hello. Yeah. Yeah, so sir, just one question. Can I get the adjusted revenue EBITDA and PAT for the full year FY25 adjusting the arbitration claim and the other things?
For the full year?
Yeah, for the full year and the current quarter if possible.
Current quarter, there are no one of the items. But for the full year, it is 15.94%.
EBITDA margin. And the revenue, sir?
Revenue, it is 3,234.
Okay. And, okay, sir. Thank you. And, sir, PAT?
Sorry?
PAT number for full year adjusted.
PAT number, adjusted number, it is 339 crores.
339. And then what you said for the EBITDA, sorry, I missed that count. Adjusted EBITDA.
EBITDA per? EBITDA per?
Adjusted EBITDA for the same thing.
You can say 15.94%.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bala Subramanya from Anand Rathi Financial Services. Please go ahead. Mr. Bala Subramanian, your line is unmuted. You can go ahead with your question. Sir, we cannot hear you.
Hello, I'm audible, madam.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, now, now.
Actually, I'm from Bala from Arigant Capital. So my first question is regarding what percentage of the current receivables is over 180 days? And how we are mitigating the counterparty risk, especially from the state government projects. I think 921 crore is there on the receivable side.
Basically, most of the receivables are from the irrigation only, the pending receivables, which is almost 500 crores. And rest of the money is from the our SPVs only, HAM SPVs, that we can draw money at any time. And on the irrigation receivables, any EDs are already intimated that we are following up with the authority and we may receive in near future.
Okay, sir. And sir, like any specific reason for delayed progress in newer HAM projects, especially in KNR Sri Ranganatha and KNR Kaveri Infra?
There are no delay in the execution. We have received the appointed date at later point of time because of the ROW issues. Because authority took their own time to issue the, take the ROW and issued the appointed date at later time. There are no delays okay, because it has been, we have received in the previous month only, we have started our execution.
Okay, sir. So like what kind of impact like from FY25 union budget on EPC tendering volumes in irrigation and highway sectors?
EBITDA margin from the...
No, sir. I'm asking this union budget on EPC tendering volumes in irrigation and the highway sectors.
Sir, this is definitely, sir, this infrastructure sector has to be grow actually. So there is a lot of opportunities are there and government is definitely pushing that. But due to now NHAI has made the policy that until then the clearance, they are not going to build the project. That's why bid is getting postponed. But we expect that definitely there is a lot of opportunity is there in this sector. And but there are some delays actually due to this election and decision making. So but now we expect that but next this year onwards it will definitely pick up actually. And because as we told that government we are now planning from 2 lane to 4 lane actually for almost 30,000 kilometers. That outlay of around 8 to 10 lakh crores. So that's why there is a lot of opportunities are there, but we have to just wait actually when it is coming and we have to take it.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, it is requested to restrict your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Parth Thakkar from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Just want to know, what is the current outstanding irrigation revenue?
What is the outstanding in irrigation?
Irrigation revenue. Receivables, no? It is around 790 crores.
Okay. And are we trying to monetize any of our HAM assets? And if we do, what would be the multiple we would expect?
Sir, your voice is not clear, sir.
Hello. I want to know that are we targeting to monetize any of our HAM assets? And if we do, what is the multiple we would expect on it?
Yeah, definitely our four assets, we are in the process of finalizing the share purchase agreement. And as we told that by mid of June actually, we will try to close it. So, and that negotiation is going on actually. So at this stage, we cannot disclose it. But definitely we want to monetize these our four assets.
Okay. Thank you. Those are my questions.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, participants, it is requested to restrict your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Jainam Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. So, what is your mobilization advance as of now, as of March 25?
Mobilization advance,
which
is around 20 crores.
20 crores?
20 crores, yeah.
Okay, and what about detention money?
Retention money is it is 346 crores, sir.
846, okay. And sir, my second question is, what is the total executable order book as of now in a book, out of total order book of 4,000 crores? And like, is there any slow-moving orders going on?
The 4,000 crore is now net executable order book is there, sir.
Okay. And is there any slow-moving orders as of now?
No, it is all our sir. All our good order book.
Good progresses. Okay. And so, what sort of arbitration claim are we looking going forward in FY26 and 27?
We have received an award from some of the project, but that counterparty has gone to the court. So definitely in this year actually, we may not know actually how much this is going to come, because it will take at least four to five years actually to close that. So now basically this Orissa, one of the, this Arunachal Pradesh, we got the award actually from 319 crores of the project. For that actually, it's has gone to the court actually. So,
okay.
4 years.
Okay, sir. That answers my question. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parikshit from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi. In this case where the show cause notice has come, so we have to correct the bridge, whatever is the damage. So want to understand what could be the impact and whether it is covered in the insurance.
Yes, sir. Actually, it may not get covered in insurance, sir. May not or may will it be. We have intimated and that they are examining the case. And the main cause of failure is because of the subsoil, poor subsoil below the foundation. But actually, we can't say that because while working, the foundation was very good. But somewhere between the layers of the earth, below the foundation, much below the foundation, there could be some poor slushy kind of soil. In between layers. So that has caused this thing. It is nowhere intentional because the proper approvals were taken and the total examination of the foundations were done during the thing. Because subsoil investigations were also done, but not in this location, but a little bit away from that. But in that, I think that particular area, we couldn't tap anything of that kind of sound that it is having some weaker foundation kind of results we are going to get. So accordingly, the designs and all were made. You know, Strata Geosystems, one of the best Arival agency who has done the work for this actually. And they have designed and the design was also verified, approved by the concerned authorities. And then after that only the execution was taken place. So as such, we didn't see anything. It's a kind of accident only. We also treat this as an accident only. But however, getting through insurance and all, maybe that will be after their examination and their concerns only we'll be able to know. But you know, as far as NHAI is concerned, now the, because of that situation, there is a local demand for making a viaduct. So viaduct is almost costing about say 30 crore nearby. If the length is increased a little bit, it may go up, but otherwise 25 to 30 crore is a rough estimate what we have made. I think higher side I am saying around 30 crore.
Okay.
So that 30 crore impact will be there and it is a change. Actually, you know, the proposals, you know, when the DPR consultant who made the DPR, he has proposed RE wall on the service road side where we have observed some waterlogness on the service roadside and we have done retaining wall instead of RE wall. RE wall cannot be done also. But main carriage side we have seen every clarity was there during that time. So that time we have done the RE wall only. So maybe that somewhere in the subsoil there is a weakness which what I told you earlier. That is the cause of this. But we do not know any sort of again sort of file investigation and again designs are going on. So I think viaduct will be a proper solution so that, you know, future also we should not have any doubts. Because, you know, we have to maintain this road for another 15 years. And if we have any certain doubts and ifs and buts and things will not work. So what we are also proposing with NHAI is that to go for viaduct and solve this problem once for all so that in the future we shouldn't see anything kind of that.
Okay. And so, just the ban
is around 25 to 30 crore proper estimate.
Got it. And the second question is of the ban period. So you, sorry, I missed it earlier. So you were saying it will be 1 month or the period of investigation and it will not be for 1 year, which was reported by media, right?
Yes, sir. Actually, we have to immediately close. Actually, we have closed ourselves that we have, our designs are at work now to prepare that viaduct proposals. And NHAI, we are writing a letter for NHAI with our proposal. NHAI has asked that you come up with your proposal also. So since they are asked for our proposal, then we are bringing up all these matters. And since it is a original contract says to go for RE wall and now we are going for a viaduct, it's a complete contract and it is a complete change from the existing scope. Okay, I may not take money for whatever I have done, but the thing which I am going to do, it's a new proposal and it could be under change of scope. But however, we will deal that with the NHAI. Rather, if they don't pay, we may have an option to go for arbitration also. But anyhow, we are starting that the problem should be solved and public should be off with the problem.
Okay. And just on the revenue guidance, last thing, sir. You so what kind of guidance for MS that in FY26, what kind of revenue or growth you're looking at or degrowth you're looking at?
Actually, as I already explained, because right now, based on our existing order book of 5,000 crores, we can execute between 2,500 to 3,000 in our existing order book. And further based on the when we are receiving this orders from MSRDC or other things, based on that. So that's why once we receive the LOA or we receive some like definitive LOA like that, then only really we can comment an order book. But based on our existing order book, we can execute between 2,500 to 3,000.
Got it. Okay. Thank you, and wish you the best.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our last question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just two things, sir. CapEx for FY 2026 will be given that if we receive this 8,000-10,000 crore and maybe in the new segment, what kind of a CapEx, maybe not this year, maybe in FY 2027, do we have to incur a decent CapEx?
Definitely, sir. Definitely this time, because our existing CapEx can take care of our existing and maybe some we can use 50% in our this CapEx in our new project. But when we receiving new project like MSRDC or some mining or some other things, so definitely CapEx requirement will be there, maybe not 26, definitely in 27.
Sorry, sir, 20%, I missed the last line.
Yes, so maybe not in 26, might be in 27. Actually, we have to incur CapEx for these new projects.
Okay, so 26 would be the similar kind of a 20-30 crore, but FY 27 can see a maybe a 100 crore, 200 crore kind of a CapEx.
Yeah.
Okay. And lastly, sir, in terms of the bonus, I think you mentioned some 3-4 crore kind of a. So, our total put together in FY 26, can how much bonus are we likely to book?
Bonus, that 3 crore what received is our Chittoor, that only will come. Other than this, you know, we are not, bonus we are already booked. So nothing is, no, other than nothing is there for bonus.
As we receive from,
Authority, we cannot book it.
But I think, it is true, actually, that, you know, the Chittoor project, it is true. Actually, approvals have come in time, and, we have bonus.
Okay. So this 3 crore will be booked in?
State government know how they behave, how they do that thing.
Sir, this 3 crore bonus will be booked in the first quarter of FY 2026, this quarter, or it will be in the 2Q?
It should receive from the first annuity only. That is due in first quarter only. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, okay. Got it, and all the best for order inflow. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time, we'll take this as our last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Right. Thank you all for joining us on this call. Please reach out to our investor relations consultant, Strategic Growth Advisors, or us directly, should you have any further clarification. We can now close the call. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of KNR Constructions Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.